From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Asian Americans are the fastest growing racial demographic in Illinois. In 2020, the U.S. Census Bureau estimated Asians made up about 6% of the state's population. It also estimated the number of Asian people in Illinois increased by almost a quarter in the prior decade. But for all that growth, representation in state government has lagged. It was only in 2016 that the people of Illinois elected the first Asian American representative to the Illinois General Assembly. That would be State Representative Teresa Ma. The Democrat is still in the State House today. She was reelected unopposed last month to represent the redrawn 24th District in Chicago. She's also the leader now of the Illinois Asian American Caucus. And when the next General Assembly convenes in January, the membership of the caucus will more than double from 4 legislators to 9. Ma says that's unprecedented. And there are several more firsts among the new members. For example, Democratic State Representative-elect Sharon Chung will become the first Korean-American elected to the General Assembly. She ran in the state's 91st House District, which runs from the south side of Peoria down to Bloomington Normal. She won her race by a bit more than 1,400 votes, and when she takes office, she'll be the first Democrat to represent Bloomington Normal in the State House since 1982. Joining us now to talk about these election victories and where the Asian American Caucus goes from here are State Representative Teresa Ma and State Representative-elect Sharon Chung. Welcome to both of you. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
And good morning. And listeners, we would like to hear from you as well at 800-222-9455. What do you think of the state of representation among Asian Americans in the Illinois General Assembly? What questions do you have for the leader of the Illinois Asian American Caucus or the incoming representative from Bloomington Normal? Join the conversation by giving us a call. Again, 800-222-9455 is the number. That's 800-222-9455. So, Representative Ma, I want to start with you. Can you just talk a little bit more about the significance of those election night victories, those election night firsts this year?
Well, I think it's just amazing that we now have almost double the number in the General Assembly and folks from various backgrounds that can truly represent the constituents that we have. You know, as you mentioned, Asians were the fastest growing racial demographic. And within that demographic, there's a lot of diversity. So it's been important to increase that diversity within the caucus as well.
And I want to talk a little bit more about that diversity later. We've had a number of conversations on the show about that. But this will take by my back of the envelope calculations from about 2.2% of the General Assembly to 5% of the General Assembly, whereas Asian American or people of Asian American heritage in Illinois represent about 6% of the population. Did you expect the caucus to be able to double in size?
Well, initially, you know, before the election season started, I you know, wasn't really thinking along those terms. But, you know, once the candidates began to emerge, it seemed very likely. And I was doing what I could to encourage those candidates and support them. And in the end, we got almost everyone past the finish line.
Representative-elect Chung, I want to bring you into the conversation now. You were a member of the McLean County Board before this. What made you decide to run for the Illinois House?
Well, at least for when we saw the redrawn maps, it did look very competitive, much more so than any other map had been before from our area. And I guess sort of given my experience on the board and my ability to win in a pretty competitive district back in 2018 to win my seat on the county board, I kind of thought, well, could we catch lightning in a bottle again? And so, you know, after talking to a lot of people here and of course, Representative Ma included, you know, we kind of decided that maybe this would be the time and my shot. So yeah, it's really exciting. It's something, you know, I was telling people it's not something I ever intended on doing this soon, sort of moving up to to the legislature in this way. But you know, it I think it's going to be it's a really exciting opportunity, and I'm really just thrilled.
Was your heritage a factor in the campaign? Did it come up as you were talking to people?
You know, I don't think so. But a lot of times, you know, people have been having more discussions about things like diversity and representation. And, you know, what better person to represent our community and people who are of, you know, underrepresented minorities and that sort of thing, than somebody who actually lived that themselves. So, you know, while I am not, you know, Black or, you know, Latina or a part of the LGBTQ community, but because of my lived experience of being an Asian woman, especially here in Bloomington Normal, as being in a predominantly white area, you know, it's sort of, I was sort of, the big message that we kind of got out was that, you know, I can represent big swaths of our population.
Well, I'm curious about that. Can you say more then about how your, I guess, experience as a Korean American has informed your outlook on politics and policy?
Well, you know, I grew up in the Chicagoland area. So, and actually it was the suburb I grew up in, there were a lot of Asians. So that, you know, and I lived also in the city in an area where there were lots of Asians as well. So it was something that I didn't really think about that much until I moved down here to Bloomington. And just kind of seeing the people that had been representing Bloomington for decades were all white and male. and you know, not to say there's anything bad about that, but at the same time, you know, I think it was really clear that people here really wanted a change and maybe wanted somebody that, you know, did not look like people who had been representing the community for so long. So yeah, I think, you know, and I've been the kind of person who's always sort of wants to stand up for what I think is right and sort of be able to speak out on issues that are really important to me and my family and my community. So I hope that message turned out, it did win out in the end.
Let me take a moment to reintroduce our conversation. If you're just joining us, this is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We are talking about Asian American representation in Illinois politics. We're speaking with State Representative-elect Sharon Chung from Bloomington Normal, who is going to be joining the General Assembly in January. She just won election in November. Also, State Representative Teresa Ma, who is the leader of the State Asian American Legislative Caucus. And if you want to join our conversation, the number is 800-222-9455. Representative Ma, I want to stay with this idea of the campaign. And I'm curious, because we're coming out of a period, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic, there was a lot of sort of national attention on vitriol directed against people of Asian American heritage. And since you've been in contact with so many of the Asian Americans running for office across the state in the run-up to the election, I'm wondering what you heard from them about what they were seeing and facing on the campaign trail.
Well, I think that, you know, the candidates that were successful because they were able to listen to their constituents and, you know, get out there and meet as many people as possible. I don't know, of very many experiences where they were met with hostility at the doors, you know, because of their racial background. I think that the successful candidates are folks who are authentic and have a significant amount of political talent and who can code switch, you know, really, you know, be comfortable talking to anyone, but also represent, you know, their own experience and communicate with people in their own communities and be a voice for those needs. And so I think that, you know, that the challenges that the candidates faced for the most part were, you know, an impression that, you know, maybe they're not as politically skilled as, you know, anyone else. And I think that was, for me, you know, one of the challenges that I faced when I first ran, because nobody had ever seen an Asian American win in the General Assembly before. So, you know, there was doubt about one's ability to prevail in an election. And, you know, you just have to go out there and, you know, prove yourself and knock on as many doors as possible and meet as many people as possible and show that you're there to listen and can be somebody who can serve as a voice to, you know, champion the causes and needs in the community.
You know, it's interesting. You talked about that question you faced about could an Asian American win office in Illinois, which puts me in mind of something you said in an opinion piece for the Chicago Sun-Times just after the election. You said the actual explanation for the underrepresentation of Asian Americans in political office, quote, is inextricably tied to the structural racial inequality that has shaped how our social, cultural, political, and economic institutions have developed. Say more about that, please.
Right. Well, so, you know, the reason we didn't elect an Asian American to the state house until 2016 is not because, you know, there weren't enough of us or we're not good at politics. I mean, it's really because we weren't included in the political process, you know, from, you know, way back when we first landed, because Asians were initially, you know, not allowed to naturalize or become citizens. So the vast majority of Asian immigrants in this country could not become American citizens, could not vote, could not be a part of the electoral process. And so in a lot of urban areas that had political organizations, you know, the patronage machines that developed in these areas, they didn't reach out to Asian American community members. You know, they didn't, because they couldn't register to vote. They couldn't vote. And so they had very little value to these organizations. And therefore, they were completely excluded from the electoral process. And so this didn't begin to change until, you know, after our community experienced a huge demographic shift in the mid to late 60s. And, you know, we had regained our ability to naturalize, and the exclusionary immigration laws were stricken from the books in the middle of the century. So, you know, these are systemic structural inequalities based on race that had an impact on our inclusion in our democracy.
And you also mentioned, Representative Ma, misconceptions around Asian Americans being not politically inclined. Can you talk about that and how you think your caucus has done in dispelling that idea?
Right. So, you know, I think the general perception or you know, understanding of Asian Americans, you know, there's a stereotype about Asians as politically passive or, you know, not willing to rock the boat. And it's a real serious misconception because, you know, I taught Asian American history for many years. And if you look into the historical record, you know, you see many, many examples of Asian Americans that, you know, led labor movements or, you know, took cases to the Supreme Court and fought back against racial inequality. But, you know, because there aren't very many opportunities to learn about that history, you know, there's a prevailing stereotype that, you know, Asians, you know, don't speak up or, you know, they're mostly affluent and doing well and you know, don't suffer racism or racial inequality. And, you know, those perceptions are deeply flawed and incorrect, but, you know, there hasn't been a lot of opportunities to correct them. And so, you know, this, during the pandemic, our caucus actually, spoke up during the instances, you know, where there was news about anti-Asian hate around the country. And we worked together to pass the TEACH Act, which requires the teaching of a unit of Asian American history in our K through 12 public school system. We were the first in the country to pass that mandate. And it was, you know, our way of fighting back and making sure that, you know, we can teach people, you know, our young people about the history of Asian Americans, and hopefully, you know, get to a point where, you know, it's not ignorance about our communities that prevails, but
sure.
but more of an understanding of who we really are.
We're going to continue this conversation after a break. We're speaking about Asian American representation in Illinois politics. The size of the Illinois Asian American Legislative Caucus is going to be more than doubling with the new General Assembly in January. We'll continue our conversation with the leader of the caucus, State Representative Teresa Ma, and one of its incoming members, State Representative-elect Sharon Chung. This is the 21st Show. Stay with us. This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We are talking this morning about representation in the Illinois General Assembly among Asian Americans. As we mentioned at the beginning of the show, Asian Americans are the fastest growing racial demographic in Illinois. They presently make up, or at least in the 2020 census, they made up about 6% of the state's population. And yet, despite that, representation in the Illinois General Assembly has been lagging among Asian Americans. But that is changing. When the next General Assembly convenes in January, the membership of the caucus will more than double from 4 legislators to 9. We're talking about that with the leader of the Asian American Legislative Caucus, State Representative Teresa Ma of Chicago, and one of its incoming members, Democratic State Representative-elect Sharon Chung from Bloomington Normal, who's going to become the first Democrat to represent Bloomington Normal in the General Assembly in decades, since 1982. 800-222-9455 if you want to join our conversation. That's 800-222-9455. And Representative-elect Chung, I wanted to ask you if anything that Representative Ma was talking about before the break, some of the stereotypes of Asian Americans as not being politically inclined, did any of that resonate with you? I mean, you mentioned you grew up in a predominantly or at least significantly Asian American community.
Yes, you know, it's funny. I was listening to a lot of the very interesting things that Representative Ma had to say. I always love hearing her talk about history because of her background being teaching history. But you know, I have to say that I at least for me with my family, you know, my parents came over here from South Korea in the 70s. You know, I think that we were kind of more of that sort of stereotype, you know, not getting involved, not really trying to make waves. But, you know, I do have to say that it's kind of afforded me that privilege to be able to speak up now, you know, sort of growing up here in the United States and, you know, sort of noticing things about our community, things that I think that where people can do better, you know, being able to represent people more properly, all of those things. You know, I think that sort of having that sort of privilege to be able to speak up and do that, I recognize that quite a bit. And I did actually a lot on the campaign trail too. And I do have to say, I really do have to thank Representative Ma for sort of paving the way, you know, being the first Asian elected here in Illinois in 2016. When I decided to run for McLean County Board back in 2018, I reached out to her just to, you know, because she was somebody that I admired and just seeing her be a trailblazer in that way. And so we met back, I think it was late 2017 when we first met and spoke about sort of just Asians in politics and how to do this whole thing. And if I had a chance to even make this happen here, in McLean County. And so it's been a really wild ride, but and I'm, you know, just I'm just so thrilled to see what will happen here after we get sworn in January.
Representative Ma, I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier about the diversity of this term Asian American. I mean, it encompasses everyone from people from the Philippines and Japan and China over to Pakistan and India and all different classes, right? You have doctors and engineers and people who work in kitchens and more working class jobs. I wonder, we've talked to a number of authors on the show, including the writer Kevin Pang, who had a book called The Loneliest Americans, who talked about the challenge of figuring out Asian American identity for him in a country that largely pivots its racial discussions around the poles of black and white. Can you talk about just that idea of what it means to be an Asian American and to be, you know, pursuing politics as an Asian American in this country?
Right. So for me, it's been important to make sure that the needs of the community come to the surface and are become visible, right? You know, I do this job to improve people's lives. And in my district, you know, about 25% of my constituents are Asian American. Many of them are Asian immigrants, like my parents were back in the late 60s. And I came to this job wanting to figure out a way to help people, you know, just get by and achieve the American dream, you know, with as little difficulty as possible, because I saw how my parents struggled. You know, they were immigrants who had issues with language access, and, you know, they had a small business. And so for the constituents that I have, you know, it's been important to help government work for them, to make sure that, you know, their experiences aren't sort of, you know, hidden or ignored, because I think it takes someone with an understanding of what they've gone through or what they are going through to really speak up for them and make sure that their issues are addressed. And so within the diversity of within the Asian American community, there's a lot of different experiences. And so it's important to, you know, make sure that we have someone who's able to understand the refugee experience, right? Han Nguyen, who was elected to the 13th House District, has a significant Southeast Asian refugee population in his district. And, you know, I think that, you know, he'll do really well making sure that, you know, his constituents aren't ignored in the legislative process. You know, we consider bills all the time that have potential consequences, you know, for folks, you know, negative or positive. And so, you know, we have to bring our experience to that decision-making process to make sure that, you know, legislation that we support is beneficial to our constituents and community members. You know, so the more diverse our members can be, you know, the more insight they can bring to the work that they do. I think that it's been really exciting to see the increased diversity among our caucus. We're going to have the first two Muslim Americans,
sure.
A South Asian member who will be representing a community yep. that includes a significant number of South Asians. You know, so it's just been really important.
We are going to have to leave the conversation there. I want to thank State Representative Teresa Ma and State Representative-elect Sharon Chung for joining us today on the 21st Show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks for having us.